Cogdill at the wing. Mason Cogdill, there's brothers. Cogdill kicks it out. Mason does. Top of the key. Three is good for Boone Garrison. 5-3. Marshfield takes it the other direction. Looks at the three. Will give it off to Rosenthal. Rosenthal in the corner. Here's a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Blue Jays. The putback, no good. Mason Cogdill pulls it down for Hartville. Gets it to Garrison. Mason Cogdill out top. Goes to Harmon John. Back out top, Mason Cogdill, and he'll flip it over to Garrison. Garrison back to Mason now on the baseline. Peyton Cogdill. Here's a three from the opposite corner. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Carson Adams for the Blue Jays. He's going to take it all the way to the hole. Pull up, shoot, no good, and it'll be a rebound for Hartville. Hartville going to push it a little bit. They're up by two, 5-3. Mason Cogdill rolls it underneath. It's turned over. Blue Jays go up with the shot. That's no good. Pulled down by Jackson Ward. Ward gets it to Garrison. John back out to Garrison. Back over to John. John sticks it across. Mason Cogdill for three. Hits the rim. No good. And a rebound. Blue Jays kicking it out top. They'll reset with Fryman. Fryman into the corner. A three put up. No good. Peyton Cogdill with the rebound. Timeout. Hartville. 5-3. 5:05 on the clock. We'll take a 30-second break. Come right back. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic on the Fox 96.9.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gunn, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
All right, welcome back. Coach Brett Reed with the timeout. His Hartville Eagles are up by two, and this team really hasn't found its flow yet, has it?
No, it hasn't.
Hartville with the basketball. Boone Garrison. Mason Cogdill back to Garrison. Now they'll feed it inside to Peyton Cogdill. And Peyton kisses it off the glass and gets the foul. Peyton is one that's kind of, you know, Liberty played Hartville, and he's kind of, and we followed them in the Liberty tournament, was Peyton that was really doing most of the scoring.
Yeah, they got that foul on Callaway.
Callaway is first. Blue Jays with the basketball. Fryman brings it out top. Callaway catches. Now here's a drive. There's a foul.
Going to get Jackson Ward.
His first.
To his first.
First one is good. And another free throw was on the way. And he makes them both. Evan Cauchy. Hartville. Mason Cogdill. John on the baseline. Peyton Cogdill back out top. High post. Good defense by Marshfield. They're really
taking away that high post.
Yeah, they're getting up on Hartville. Left side, Mason Cogdill catches for Hartville. Johns for three. Hits the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back to the rim for two. Well, if you just follow your shot, you'll get a lot of those.
Yep.
Checking in, Jordan O'Quinn for Marshfield. He wears number zero. Marshfield tosses into the corner. O'Quinn's for Hartville. O'Quinn's for Hartville. That's right. Blue Jays with Hyder, number zero. Hyder. Three put up, no good. Rebound taken by Ward. Hartville at the other end brings it out top to Garrison. Mason Cogdill, Peyton Cogdill on the baseline. Up and in for two.
He's tough.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he doesn't mind the contact.
No,
you know,
big, strong kid.
Marshfield at the other end. Drive, now kick out. Hyder going to the rim. That's no good. Block picked up by Hartville. Zips it back across to Johns. Hartville looking to go down to Peyton Cogdill for two more. That's how you play post.
Yeah, that's just uses his body. Has a nice touch of glass.
You can't shy away from contact. If you're going to play post, you can't, you know, you almost have to embrace it.
Yeah.
Turnover picked away by Hartville. Garrison feeds it underneath the Ward. Ward gets two. Now Hartville starting to pull away here early.
Starting to see that defensive pressure really taking over on the, on the Marshfield offensive side of the ball.
Hey, we want to give a big thank you to Arnold Trucking and Excavating. Also, Ryan Wynn, your shelter insurance agent in Hartville, our corporate sponsors. Big thank you to S&M Butcher Shop, along with Stephen Gumb, your State Farm insurance agent. Tomorrow night, we've got a couple of games. Again, 6 and 7:30, Harlan Hutchison will have that's a play-by-play call.
Yeah. Norwood at Norwood versus Grove and West Plains and Marshfield. Tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow on the Fox 96.9. Liberty can set the gym and figure out, you know, what they need to do. Right now the JV is playing in the old gym. 16-5, Hartville. Marshfield with the basketball. They'll bring it out top to Shad. Shad to Hyder. And he'll give it off to Carson Adams. Adams, ooh, feeds it inside. Reverse layup is
nice,
good. That
nice
was,
look.
Yep, under Bryman.
Little high pick and roll there.
Three ball for Hartville goes up. That's no good by O'Quinn. Rebound taken by Marshfield. Adams, nice feed underneath. Ooh, can't get it to roll. Shad missed it. Picked up by Hartville, 16-7. Garrison. Marshfield playing a zone, and they almost get a takeaway. Peyton Cogdill, front of the rim, goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Hartville. Sinning gets the rebound. Here's a Marshfield taking it the other direction. Shad, now we got a foul on the floor. That's going to be against O'Quinn for Hartville. Team foul number three. Hartville leads 16-7. Hunter Fryman will inbound. He tosses it into Adams. Adams loses the dribble, but it's picked up by Hyder. Hyder will kick it out to the wing on the right side. Down into the corner. Inside. In traffic. Kick out. Ooh, he should have probably. That was an open three, and he caught it good.
Yeah.
Inside, reverse layup, good. That's a nice bucket.
for Fryman. He's got four, 16-9, 30 seconds to go. Hartville with the lead and the basketball. Garrison works it back and forth with O'Quinn. It's one thing, you know, Hartville gets up. They'll force Marshfield out of this zone, or they'll just do that.
Yeah.
And then when you come out after them, they'll shoot a layup. In the corner, here's a three that's off the rim, no good. With the rebound, Peyton Coghill. Boy, he is tough.
That's always the killer. You can have a good defensive stand like that for 30 seconds, and then you give up an offensive rebound.
Yep. 18-9 after one, Hartville. We'll take a break. I'm right back. It's the Panther Classic on the Fox 96.9.
Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville, is proud to be a sponsor of Hartville Eagle Basketball. At Arnold Trucking and Excavating, they value each customer and work hard to make sure the job is done correctly and efficiently. Call them at 417-718-2206 to see how they can help with all of your hauling and dirt work needs. Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville. Go Eagles!
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
All right, welcome back. Hartville with the lead, 18-9 after one. And it will be Marshfield basketball. Marshfield, ooh, almost threw it away. Picked up by Carson Adams. Adams gives it up to Fryman. Looking inside. They get it back to Adams. Adams has to give it back up. There's a walk on Marshfield. 7:36 to go in the second. Hartville walks down to throw floor Garrison. Pitch it over to Harmon Johns. Now Marshfield's going to come out a little bit, put pressure on the ball out top. Three from the wing. Boom. That's good by Boone Garrison. That's his second three. Now it's 21-9. Basketball. Marshfield able to gather it up. Marshfield wants to get it inside under the basket. I don't see them taking a lot of three attempts, or they have it so far, and they've had some pretty good looks. Yeah, they've only shot two threes. Yeah. Inside, off the glass, no good. And a rebound taken by Johns. Drive at the other end, shot put up, no good. Out of bounds. And the official right there in front of it, is it?
It's going to stay with Hartville, I believe.
Yeah, it is. I wasn't for sure. Hartville basketball. Back into the corner, Garrison. Gets it to Mason Coghill. Back to Garrison. He's going to shoot another three, and it's good. He's got 9 points, three threes, 24-9. 6:15 to go. Hartville going to play man-to-man. There's the takeaway, Peyton Coghill. And he'll pull it out to Mason off to Garrison. Another three. Boom. Count it. Harmon Johns, 27-9 with 5:56 to go. Again, big thank you to Arnold Trucking and Excavating, along with Shelter Insurance in Hartville. See your Shelter Insurance agent Ryan Wynn
our corporate sponsors, S&M Butcher Shop, and State Farm Insurance. See Stephen Gum. Stephen's a good guy. Boy, Stephen was a lot of fun. I tell everybody he's one of my favorite high school basketball players.
He was a spectacular basketball player.
I tell this story all the time. He followed every shot, and I mean, he got so many easy putbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he could shoot the lights out. He wasn't the fastest on the floor. He didn't jump the highest. He was his basketball IQ was through the roof. Marshfield with the basketball. Carson Adams. And he's manned up. Now they get it inside to the low block. Peyton Cogdill.
Good move.
Yeah, it was.
Good turnaround there by Callaway.
Leighton Callaway. Hartville at the wing. They'll bring it out. Garrison. Threw it to the left. There wasn't anybody there. I mean, there was nobody there wearing a white jersey.
I think there was supposed to be somebody there.
Yeah, but they were all to the other side. Marshfield with the drive. Now we got to reach in foul against Hartville.
That's going to be Mason Cogdill.
That's his first. Yeah, you know, if you could put together an all-SCA team, 10 SCA players, anyone you wanted, had hit the guide wire. Checking in for Hartville, Gus Sinning, also Jordan O'Quinn. You know, you could pick 10 players from the SCA. Put together a pretty salty team.
Yeah. Gummy probably goes on mine.
Yeah, yeah. There's a loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow, it'll stay with Hartville. to 11. It's not a whole lot of life, you know, in the gym right now. Now, the game before, it was kind of electric.
It was had a good crowd here for the hometown team.
Peyton Cogdill gets it inside, goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Carson Adams for Marshfield. He'll bring it down the floor, top of the key. Hesitates, throws it into the corner, baseline, and it's going to be a turnover.
Fifth turnover there by Marshfield.
And Hartville gives it right back. That's their third. And then Marshfield gives it back. Nobody wants it. Boone Garrison. Peyton Cogdill. O'Quinn. Back to Garrison. Hartville will show a lot of patience. Well, I say that, and they throw a three up. No good by Sinning. Marshfield puts one up, the floater from the free throw line, no good. Rebound taken by Ward. Boone Garrison tries to throw it to Peyton Cogdill. It's knocked away out of bounds. Hiders checking in. Also, Shipman checking in for Marshfield. Boone Garrison gets the inbound. He's going to be picked up by Fryman out top. O'Quinn catches. Gets it to Sinning. Back to Garrison. Peyton Cogdill gets the bucket and draws the foul.
Throw a little lob in there. And
yeah, he threw it.
Only he could go get it.
Yeah, he didn't throw it to the player. He threw it to a spot that only Peyton could go. Foul was against Callaway, and that was his second. Peyton Cogdill for the old-fashioned three. It's good.
30-11. Going to get Mason Cogdill and Truett. Who is that? Who is 35?
Coryell. Truett Coryell in for Hartville. Marshfield. Shad. Hyder. Hyder is going to take it in. Now it picks the dribble up. Brings it back out top. Marshfield. Jump shot goes up. No good. Mason Cogdill. He's going to run the floor. Floater, no good. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Mason Cogdill with 2 points. He can add to that right here. Foul was against Silas Shad. First one is good. 31-11, 2:44 to go in the first half. Second one is no good. Peyton Cogdill with the putback. He's got 5 here in the second. Marshfield drives it to the low block, throws it to the corner. Here's a 3. It's good for Carson Adams. That's Marshfield's first 3.
Yeah, they're 1 of 4 so far.
Oh, Quinn fields it over to Coryell. .209 on the clock. And Hartville
can get O'Quinn for a carry.
Yep.
That's their 4th turnover.
Yep. And I believe the Finning is going to come to the bench, get some positive inspiration from Coach Reed. Marshfield out top with Hyder, guarded by O'Quinn. At the wing, Hyder, he gets called for the travel. That 8 turnovers for...
Yep.
1:50 to go. 33-14 here in the first half, Hartville. Jackson Ward now. He gets it to Peyton Cogdill. O'Quinn for 3. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound and put back is good for Jackson Ward, and he's fouled.
I mean, I know we've harped on it all the time, but this Hartville bunch, they just do the little things. They rebound well. They play good defense. They make their free throws. Those little bitty things that in a close game will win you a bunch of games.
Yeah, on offense, they're moving. Marshfield gets it inside, throws it outside. Here's a one-hander that goes up and in for Rosenthal. O'Quinn's going to run the point. Mason Cogdill for 3, in and out, no good. And there going for the rebound is Jackson Ward. And he was fouled. He'll shoot 2.
Get Bradley Shipman for the foul there. 33?
Yep. Well, they should be shooting free throws. See, look. Or was that the 4th?
That was the 4th, I believe.
3! Count it. Coryell. And that makes it 39-16, Hartville. Marshfield at the wing, catching and holding, driving, tosses it down low. They'll bring it back out to Hyder, and they throw it away. Sinning takes it away. Toss it into the corner. Back out top, O'Quinn. Quinn will use the dribble. 28 seconds to go. Mason Cogdill. Coryell. O'Quinn. O'Quinn brings it back out top. Coriel and Mason Cogdill, Jackson for three, good.
Jackson Ward.
That's five threes for Hartville in the second. And they go up 42-16 at the end of the first half. And Hartville made a bunch of threes.
Five of 12.
Six
of 12?
Yep.
Yes, you are correct.
6 of 12, and
Marshfield's
made
one of four. Marshfield's got 9 turnovers, where Hartville's got 4.
Well, leading all scorers at the half, Peyton Cogdill with 14, Boone Garrison with 9, Mason Cogdill with 3, Hammond Johns with 5, Jackson Ward with 8, and Truett Coriel with 3. On the other side, Carson Adams has 3. Evan Cochi with 5. Leighton Calloway with 2. Hunter Fryman has 4. And Trenton Rosenthal with 2. So, Marshfield scored 9 in the first, 7 in the second. And Hartville, well, they had a big second quarter. They had 24. They scored 18 in the first, 24 in the second. And, again, you know, defense, it travels well.
Yes, it does.
Again, there's a... You know, the game kind of started a little sluggish. You know, both teams kind of feeling one another out. Hartville, you know, like you mentioned earlier, just doing all the little things.
Yeah. I mean, they rebound. You know, they're off missed free throws. They're getting offensive rebounds and putbacks and following their own shots on the outside shots. And then on the other end, they just play up in your face defense, creating turnovers, you know, 9 turnovers for Mansfield right now in this first half.
Brett, Coach Reed said, you know, that he really works with his players understanding the floor. And I asked him what he meant by that. And it's like, well, when you're playing defense, if you understand where you're at on the floor, that can dictate, you know, you don't want to touch your guy. You don't want to. But you can force him to a worse angle, or you can force him to an angle away from the basket.
Or force him into a place that you know you've got help.
Right. And Hartville is just really good at that. You don't see Hartville playing defense with their hands.
No.
You know, I mean, they've got, we played the half, and they got 3 fouls.
Yeah.
You know, and none of it's slapping at the ball. You know, they're normally well-disciplined defensively. Marshfield, I've only got them at 4 fouls, so not a lot of fouls being called, but it's a matter of, you know, you could tell once the game got going what Marshfield wanted to do. They want to get it inside. So what's Hartville do? They just deny it.
Yeah.
They just deny it. It's a game of adjustments. Marshfield, we'll see what they type of adjustments they make. I would suspect, being down 42-16, they're going to take a few more threes.
Yeah, they're going to try to free up some of the shooters. Hartville defense is just, it's taken away any kind of open looks you have on the outside. So I would expect, kind of like what you're saying, look for some high screens or some rollovers coming off the top, you know, double screen, something like that, just to free up somebody to get some better looks.
And in 13 days, Super Bowl 59, the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Kansas City took care of Buffalo on Sunday, and Philadelphia just destroyed Washington. I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm not a new Chiefs fan. I go all the way back to Todd Blackledge. I was so excited when Kansas City, first round, drafted Penn State Todd Blackledge, and it was horrible. It was bad.
Now they got another Penn State alum to worry about in Saquon Barkley.
He's going to be a problem. Saquon Barkley is going to be a problem because it's not that he's done what he's done against bad teams.
Yeah.
He's doing this against fantastic teams. So the Chiefs, will have to first and foremost shut him down, and then you got to shut Hurts down. And it's not like they don't have some receivers. They got Brown, they got Smith, they got a good tight end, they got a good defense, they got a really good interior D lineman. This is going to be, to play for the Super Bowl. You know, both teams, they're not going to be slouches.
No, it should be a pretty good game.
Yeah, Kansas City, they've had a lot of doubters because they haven't been blowing anybody away. This Sunday was the second time they scored first time they scored over 30 points all year.
Yeah.
And, they're offensively maybe starting to kind of come together a little bit, but we shall see. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes with the second half. Hartville leading Marshfield at the break, 42-16.
96.9 The Fox.
Did you get a switch over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
In Hartville, see shelter insurance agent Ryan Wynn for all your insurance needs.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Grove Pet Supply is a family-owned and operated business bringing quality pet foods to the area at a competitive price. Their dog and cat foods are from Nutrisource, Sport Mix, ProPak, and more. They carry Zupreme for birds and KT for small pets. You'll find a variety of toys and treats, collars and leashes from Lupine, as well as Coastal for hunting enthusiasts. Call them at 417-349-3488. Drop by and see them at 8401 Outer Road, Mountain Grove, or find them on Facebook at Grove Pet Supply.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs. With over 25 years of experience, specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville, is proud to be a sponsor of Hartville Eagle Basketball. At Arnold Trucking and Excavating, they value each customer and work hard to make sure the job is done correctly and efficiently. Call them at 417-718-2206 to see how they can help with all of your hauling and dirt work needs. Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville. Go Eagles!
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
We need to know weather. Now on today's Hit Music, 96.9 The Fox.
Hello again, and welcome to the last few days of January. I've got some good news if you like warm weather. Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. Tonight will be below freezing, around 30 degrees, but that's as cold as it's going to get. Tomorrow's high is 58 with a low of 38, and Wednesday looks like it'll get up to around 62 with a low of 43. Find more information by using OzarkRadioNews.com.
Okay, here we are, getting ready for the second half, 42-16, Hartville. And, you know, a lead like this, Hartville, with their abilities, you know, man, they can just, but then again, you know, they may work, trying to work on some stuff
right,
here.
But, right.
They have the abilities to, like, set on it.
Yeah.
And shoot layups. Marshfield with the basketball. Looking to go baseline. Now we got a foul against Hartville. That will be on Jackson Ward, his second. Marshfield brings it in on the baseline. I get it inside to Rosenthal. Rosenthal goes up, no good. Blocked shot off the putback by Peyton Cogdill. Now he catches it at the other end. He goes right to the rim for two. You know, he just kind of ho-hum, cruising
yep.
along, 14
just,
points.
Yep. Just doing what he does.
Marshfield at the other end. In the corner. Bounces to the low block. Gets it to the elbow. Jump shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Marshfield. And we got foul. That's going to be on Mason Cogdill. That's kind of different than what we've seen for the last six and a half quarters, counting overtime.
Yep.
They kind of been letting them bump and grind and play. Marshfield at the low block. Hartville shuts it down. They'll bring it back out top and reset. Coachy. Off to Adams. Adams gets it to the low block. Kick out to the wing. Drive, and the one-hand floater goes up no good and goes off the forehead of Coachy, and it'll be Hartville basketball. Not his fault. It was tipped, and it went right back off his head. 6:25 to go. Let's see what Hartville does here with the ball on offense. See if they'll work it. There's a drive. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, nice block shot by Fryman. That didn't work well. Harmon Johns went in. Here's a three, top of the key, in and out, no good.
Ooh.
And the rebound goes to Johns, and that's going to be it. Foul on Callaway. That's his third. Yep. Still 44-16. Boone Garrison. Hartville kicks it inside. Nowhere to go. They throw it to the corner. And Mason Cogdill drains the three. 47-16. Opposite corner, Marshfield. Loose basketball, and Hartville comes up with it. Give up, Mason Cogdill two more. 49-16, Hartville. D3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jackson Ward. And Hartville turns it over. Marshfield
turns it over. Right back to him.
Neither team can handle prosperity right now. Hyder is going to check in. Also, Shad checks in. Hartville basketball. 5 minutes to go in the third. Boone Garrison starts it with Peyton Cogdill. Three put up. That's no good. Over the back. Jackson Ward. That's his third. The official on the baseline was going to let it go. The official at the timeline called it. Hartville now is going to pick Marshfield up. Or they showed it anyway. Didn't necessarily apply. Hyder with the dribble. He's going to
Get O'Quinn there.
Yeah, I thought he
Who did he get there? Got Harmon Johns.
Harmon Johns. That's his second.
And they're going to get him again.
Boy, we went from not having many fouls to...
That's five already, and we're not even halfway through the through this third quarter.
So,
you've seen the calls kind of tighten up a little bit here.
Yeah. First free throw is good by Coachy. He is 4-for-4 from the line now. 5-for-5. That's 7 points in the game. 49-18. Coriel for Hartville. Mason Cogdill takes it up. Shoots no good. Rebound taken by Hartville, and rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Last to touch it, Silas Shad. So inbounding will be Jordan O'Quinn. Gets it to Peyton Cogdill. Peyton to Mason Cogdill. Three, that's going to be an air ball. Out of bounds on the rebound, Marshfield basketball. And Boone Garrison's going to get back into the ball game. Boone will check in for Mason Cogdill. Marshfield starts at the wing. Trying to get it inside. Here's a pull-up jumper. That's off the mark. Rebound goes to Gus Sinney. Boone Garrison works it to O'Quinn. Coriel now in the corner. Garrison for three. Off the rim, no good. Coachy gets the rebound, gives it up, gets it at the low block, goes up, no good. Rebound, Peyton Cogdill. At the wing, they get it inside to Peyton. Peyton skips it across to O'Quinn. Out top, Boone Garrison back to Peyton. He gets the double team, toss it back to the corner. O'Quinn for three, in and out, no good. Tips out of bounds, last touched by Hartville. 3:12 to go. And Hartville with five fouls, team fouls already. Marshfield with one. Marshfield will try another three. That's off the mark. That's why they're trying to go inside. Inside, Peyton Cogdill. He'll catch. Now he'll skip it into the corner. Back out top, caught by Boone Garrison. They'll get it back to Cogdill. Peyton brings it back out top. Turnaround jumper off the rim, no good. But there's Peyton Cogdill with putback.
And I think we were told that this Marshfield team
their
was
best
with, player without is. One of their best scorers.
Or, well, a starter, yeah. makes a difference.
It does. It does. When you take that many points out of the rotation, you're having to spread it out amongst the rest of them.
Yeah. Marshfield, Carson Adams, he zips it into the corner, a three.
Akoji.
Coaching. 51-21, Hartville. 1:45 to go. Peyton Johns. Oh, gets it to Gus inning, and that's as easy a bucket as you're going to see, Gus. Little
I think he was kind of surprised that he was that wide open.
Yeah. Loose basketball, but a foul. That's going to be against Hartville. I think that's going to be against Truett Correll.
Yep. 35.
Shooting a couple. Marshfield, Evan Cochi. First one's good.
Clayton Callaway coming in for Marshfield.
Gym's so big when it thins out, it's
almost the field's empty.
Yeah, like you're in a big warehouse, you know. Second free throw is good. Makes it 51-23 with 1:23 to go.
This place will be rocking come Saturday night, though.
Yes, indeed it will. Hartville in control. Peyton Cogdill in traffic. He's just about as slick as me.
Yeah, he's just going to work right now.
Timeout. 53-23 your score with 1:10 to go. Again, big thank you to Arnold Trucking and Excavating in Hartville. Also, Ryan Wynn, your shelter insurance agent in Hartville and our corporate sponsors. Will be broadcasting all the games here from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. Stephen Gum, your State Farm insurance agent in Mountain Grove, also S&M Butcher Shop. So tomorrow night, two more games, 6 and 7:30. Thursday night, two games, 6 and 7:30. Saturday, 4, 5:30, and 7. And, of course, Mansfield's having a girls' tournament. Is that correct?
Yes, Mansfield's got a girls' tournament going on right now.
And there's the Liberty.
Seymour starts a tournament also.
It starts Thursday. It'll be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
And that's about this. We're about the end of the tournaments, you know, and then it's just pretty much
conference stuff
until you
get into about four districts.
Foul on the floor, Marshfield. Another foul against Hartville. Jordan O'Quinn picks up his second. And the first free throw by Coach is good. He's made a bunch of free throws. 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row, 9 in a row now. 53-25. Under a minute to go in the third. Boone Garrison, O'Quinn for Hartville, skips it across, a three, that's going to hit the rim, no good by Garrison. Marshfield with the rebound, they'll go up, no good, now a kick out, drive, scoop shot, good, and the foul.
Good drive there by Carson Adams, able to put it in and the foul.
Thirty-five seconds to go, and Boone Garrison with the foul. And the old-fashioned three is no good. Hartville quickly gets it down the floor. O'Quinn, Boone Garrison, back to O'Quinn. He had a layup, passed it up, now down to 13 seconds. Under 10. Hartville in the corner. Here's a three off the rim. No good. And a shot at the buzzer. No good. Hartville after three leads 53-27. So 11 points scored in the third. That time for Marshfield.
It's their biggest quarter so far. 11 in the quarter scored by Hartville. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We got 8 more minutes to go. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic on the Fox 96.9.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs with over 25 years of experience. Specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gum, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
All right, welcome back. 53-27, Hartville. Hartville get to score, get the basketball to try and score first here in the fourth. Boone Garrison. Both teams come out with their start. No, they do not. Jordan O'Quinn still on the floor for Hartville. Also Gus Sinney. Inside, Mason Cogdill on the baseline. Goes it away.
Good defense by Mansfield. Marshfield.
Here's a three, and count it for Easton Hyder. Is that their, no, that's their second three.
Third, isn't it?
Yeah,
they've won one in the first half and two in the second.
Yep. 23-point ball game. Hartville with the lead. And now we got a foul on the low block. Mason Cogdill with the catch. Mason comes to the bench. Armin Johns will check in. One thing about it, Hartville's kind of been able to rest his players. You know?
Yeah.
Johns catches the inbound. He'll put it on the floor. Now he tosses it to the corner to Boone Garrison. Garrison gives it off to Coriel. Back to John. O'Quinn. Back to O'Quinn for three, off the mark, no good. Rebound's going to be taken by Hartville. O'Quinn at the wing. Garrison, get pass across. Johns for three, it's good. His second three of the game. 56-30. Marshfield, they'll work it into the corner. Tried to get it there, the low block. It's tipped, drive, shot up, no good, rebound, and the putback is good for Carson Adams. And a timeout, Hartville. Coach Reed kind of wants to talk things over a little bit.
They kind of clean up some things here.
Yeah.
Getting a little sloppy here in the fourth.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, he's getting some good minutes for his bench. You know, blending, you know, his starters, Peyton Cogdill, Boone Garrison, Mason Cogdill, Hammond Johns, and Jackson Ward, they played the first quarter and half of the second, and then you've been seeing a lot of Jordan O'Quinn and Gus Sinning and Truett Coriel kind of blending these players in. Because on down the road, you never know.
Yeah, they're going to be needed down the stretch, I'd say. Because that, I mean, once they get into their district play, that district is,
that's brutal. You know, because you got
Norwood,
Hartville,
Bakersfield,
Mansfield,
Gainesville.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's going to be a gauntlet right there. Just under 6 minutes to go on a Monday night. Again, tomorrow night, Arlen Hutchison will have two games, 6 and 7:30 on the Fox 96.9. Hartville basketball, Boone Garrison. Cordell, O'Quinn, High Post, and Mason, or Gustinning loses it. Thought it, they got it where they wanted it, but Sinning lost the dribble out of bounds. Marshfield with the dribble on the baseline. Now has to throw it out top, but it's turned over. Boone Garrison with the steal, takes it down, shoots no good. Rebound goes to Carson Adams. Adams takes it all the way down the floor. He'll toss it off. Now they feed it inside. Callaway. Callaway to low block, and he's going to turn it over. Then it's knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Hartville. Another turnover for Marshfield. You know, last year, Marshfield wasn't too bad, but a couple players on that team didn't come back or transferred.
Right.
And they had size. They were big.
Yeah, they were big.
Hartville gets a good look at it. Can't get it to roll. Garrison. Hartville or Marshfield at the other end. Shot put up no good. Coriel with the rebound to O'Quinn. And it's getting a little crazy out there. Hartville now with the basketball. Garrison will try and slow things down. They get it inside. Sinning goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two from the line. This game has not had any rhythm to it.
No, it has not.
Kind of almost like a girls' game.
Yeah.
You know,
just kind of little short runs and then
stops,
and
jump balls. And we got a timeout with 4:18 to go. 56-32 Hartville. Hartville led 18-9 after one. Led 42-16 at the half. 53-27 after three. And they've scored 3 points here in the fourth, as Marshfield has scored 5. But Hartville has held Marshfield to 16 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Liberty played Hartville, and what they hold Liberty to?
5.
And a half.
In the second half. We had three in the third quarter and a single bucket in the fourth.
Yeah. Coach Harrell was listening. He probably wouldn't appreciate us mentioning that. But going back, yeah. We scored 4 in the second half. Oh, yeah, there's the other one. There's
so it was 7.
Yeah, 7.
Just one of those nights.
It was
one of those nights.
Yeah. Hartville's first home game of the year.
It was.
And free throw, no good by Sinning. Misses them both. Marshfield now at the other end as we get to the halfway mark here in the fourth. O'Quinn gets the steal. Flips it over to Sinning. Sinning gets it to Garrison. Hartville now. Uh-oh.
Nice ball fade.
That was, yeah. Sinning with the bucket. That was all Garrison right there.
Nice ball fake out top and then the dish underneath.
Marshfield at the other end. Hartville's done a really good job denying Marshfield what they want, and that's to get it inside. They got it at the free throw line right now, and they'll kick it back out, reset. There's a drive. Now it's a loose ball, and Hartville comes up with it. And a jump ball, possession arrow, Marshfield.
I think Sinning may have got knees in the head.
Oh. Well. Yeah, I believe he did. Coach Reed is...
Something with his arm. What's
yeah.
his head?
Yeah, so that will get Armin Johns into the ball game. Yeah. Never feels good to catch an elbow.
Oh, no.
Marshfield brings it in. 3:10 to go. Adams will catch. Now he looks to drive in. Charge on Carson Adams. Let him bump once. Let him bump twice. The third time, charge. Yeah, that's what some of the Marshfield's coaches like. We're going to call that now. I think all coaches want is just consistency, you know.
Yep.
These guys, they've done a bad job. They've kind of changed a little bit in this game.
I was going to say, it got a little tight there in the third, but we're back to kind of letting them play
yeah.
here in the fourth.
Here's a three, and boom, Trick Cornell. He's got six now, his second three of the game. And it's a 61-32 ball game, Hartville. Baseline and low block shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Hartville. Looking for the drive on the baseline. There's a kick out. Real give it off to Garrison. Here's a three.
Oh.
Armin Johns, his second three.
Back-to-back trips.
Yeah, in the fourth, and the mercy clock's on now. 64-32. And we got a foul.
23.
And it's going to be Armin Johns. Yeah, it's fourth.
You mentioned it earlier. Hartville's just taken away the inside play that Marshfield wants to go to. And I was just watching the last couple trips. They've got really good post defense on the post player, but the backside help is already cheating over there. That way, in case there is an entry pass, they can double down immediately.
Yep. Bucket made by Shad. 64-34, Hartville. They will play West Plains Thursday night. Three by Hartville, no good, but the putback is good by Harmon Johns. So he's got 13 points for Marshfield. Under a minute to go. So Hartville has a date with West Plains Thursday night. That'll be a fun game.
That could be a good game matchup of the blue and gold.
Yeah. And West Plains won by, I think, five. Another three by Johns. Well, Hartville has made a bunch of threes today.
11.
Wow.
11 for 22.
Oh, I'm sure Coach Reed will take that every night.
Absolutely.
That's probably going to do it. We got one player fouled out, and Coach Reed is going to take his time and not allow him to score at a point. That's the ball game. 69-34, Hartville gets the win and go
going through the scoring, Peyton Cogdill with 20. I mean, that was his whole hum, a 20-point night, you'll see. Boone Garrison with 9. Mason Cogdill with 8. Gus Sinning with 2. 16 for Harmon Johns. Jackson Ward with 8. Trick Coriel with 6. For Marshfield, Easton Hyder with 3. Silas Shad with 2. Carson Adams with 7. 13 for Evan Cucci. Leighton Calloway with 2. Hunter Fryman with 4. Trenton Rosenthal with 2. So Hartville pretty much cruised to a pretty easy victory tonight. And, you know, and their starters didn't play a whole lot.
No.
Peyton Cogdill didn't play much at all the second half.
No, he didn't.
So they'll be well rested for their Thursday night matchup. Now, tomorrow, again, Harlan Hutchinson will have both games here on the Fox 96.9, Norwood, Mountain Grove at 6, West Plains and Marshfield, 7:30. Thursday, we'll have Norwood and Liberty, and then West Plains and Hartville. I think West Plains-Hartville is going to be a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It ought to be a dandy one. So, for Dylan back in studio, and for Tyler, I'm Gary Lee, saying God bless, good night. We'll see you tomorrow night for more basketball on the Fox 96.9.
This has been the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by the following Mountain Grove and Hartville businesses: S&M Butcher Shop, State Farm Insurance, Stephen Gum, Arnell Trucking and Excavating, Shelter Insurance Agent Ryan Wynn, Grove Pet Supply, and the Grove Family Restaurant.